Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Reedy. You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Reedy! Did you
you're a professional. You know you can't do it without the jingle.
That's
mate.
Right. It's called the sting, mate. The sting.
Yeah. You're better than that.
Well, mate, I don't know why we all need all these openers and all this nonsense. Why do we need that?
Because we've all got our own brand.
I don't.
Yeah, your brand is South Sydney. Everything's maroon in South Sydney. But Reedy, what do you got for us this week, mate?
Yeah, look, obviously, some big news this week on Penrith and the West Tigers. And look. You know, we'll obviously hear from Cameron Sorrell there tomorrow. Well, actually, the West Tigers have got some players up tomorrow, which I find really intriguing, guys, given we haven't heard from Ivan Cleary yet. And I think, you know, I don't think we'll hear from Ivan Cleary before that. So it's around 11:30 tomorrow. I think they've got some players up. And I'm just wondering how those players are going to handle this situation because, as it stands right now, no one's got any clarity over what Ivan Cleary is going to do, let alone those very players are going to talk tomorrow. So, you know, it's going to be another intriguing day, I guess, in this whole coaching saga. And, you know what, I feel a bit sorry for those players who are going to have to front up tomorrow because they're going to have to talk about a situation which, as I said, no one knows what direction it's heading in at the moment.
Now, can I elaborate? Did I hear somewhere? I mean, there's been so much news
So much said.
I thought I heard that perhaps the West Tigers players were told by Ivan that he couldn't guarantee he would be there this time next year. Did I imagine that or was that said?
No, that was out there. It hasn't been confirmed by anyone. But that was definitely out there. I think Michael Chamis wrote that. He'd fronted the players on, I think, Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday or Wednesday, sorry. And he'd basically given them no guarantees that he could be there next year. Now, that hasn't been confirmed by anyone. As I said, the longer it drags on, I think you get the greater the impression is that he doesn't know what he's going to do and he's undecided. Now, the Tigers are saying he'll be here. He's got 2 years left on his deal. But, you know, if that's the case, why hasn't Ivan come out and put it all to bed? Because he could have done it very easily. He could have come out and put a statement out or spoken and said, I'm not going anywhere. But the fact that he hasn't done that, it just sort of lends you to believe that he's mulling over what he does next.
Especially when he had a meeting 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you go in.
I think it's a career-defining decision. That's why he's mulling over it so much. Yeah. I think that whatever decision he makes, he knows it's going to affect the rest of his coaching career. And I think he's a measured man. You know that, Reedy, after your dealings with him. And I think he's going to make the right decision for not just him, but for his family. You know, this involves his son as well. Yeah. So I think it's unprecedented. This happened. This kind of thing's happened so close to semi-finals. We've never heard it before. And it's also unprecedented that a father and son are involved in such a hotly spoken about topic in rugby league. It's usually, one or the other, but this time we're talking about both Clearys as a collective, so it must be taking a toll.
Oh, no doubt, MG. And look, I think Penrith are going to try and step up attempts to keep Nathan Cleary in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, he's the big carrot, isn't he? He's the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, because whoever gets him, and I said 2 weeks ago he'd made the decision to go to the West Tigers. That was what I was being told, but look, Penrith clearly believe that they think they can still keep him and they're going to really go hard in the next 2 weeks because they know if they can keep him and he stays, then there's a good chance to get his dad. If not now, they get him in 2 years' time. But, you know, Nathan becomes almost the target now rather than the dad because they know if they get the kid, the dad will come.
Well, see, for me, that's a couple of weeks ago when Phil Gould, mate, when he was being so humble in that and saying, you know what, we've spoken about this, Nathan will make his decision. I thought he's so relaxed. Like, mate, you don't want to lose someone like, you know, Nathan Cleary. You know, just played Origin. You know he can captain your club. He's a wonderful ambassador for our game. So he obviously had an ace up his sleeve. And Gerd's always said he's got something up his sleeve. So this obviously was it.
You know, Reedy, the thing is, you know, it's like these two are doing so much to be together. Like, I've got two kids that age, mate, and I do everything I can to avoid them. I really do. So it's a special story.
It is. He's a patient man, old Ivan.
What about the latest developments? Bulldog was on the rush hour tonight telling us that apparently, from an insider at Penrith, Bulldog's saying that Ivan's agreed to let Cameron Serrato be a caretaker coach for the next 2 years, and he'll fulfil his duties at Tigers for 2 years, and then when his contract runs out, he'll come back, he'll go over to Penrith.
That is the suggestion during the rounds, that they're going to put Cameron Serrato in for 2 years and wait for Ivan. I don't know how that can work. Yeah. I mean, if you're the West Tigers, are you going to have a bloke there for 2 years who you know is going to go eventually? You know he's going to go somewhere else. I mean, the last year he's going to be recruiting for Penrith.
That's
he's going to be at the West Tigers. That can't work. I don't know how that can work. So, you know, I still see this dying a little death at the moment and just coming up again in the off-season when everyone's got their eye off the ball, a bit like the Moreland-Maloney saga last year. You know, it'll come up again because I don't know how that can possibly work. And you know, what if Camoncerello wins a comp in the next 2 years? Is he going to want to just hand over the coaching reins to Ivan Cleary?
Well, what if Ivan wins one at Tigers next year?
Well, exactly. I mean, so that is going around. I think that's what they will do if they can't get him.
Wow.
All right.
But it just seems hard to fathom.
Reedy, we'll let it go.
Thanks,
mate.
Brother.
And thank you very much.
Can we give us some quick news, boys?
Yes, yeah, please do.
In the next couple of days, I reckon we'll have that American game confirmed. There's a meeting tomorrow, a finance meeting at the NRL, where they'll go through the numbers, crunch the numbers, and I reckon we'll get that. The season will kick off in LA next year.
Oh, yeah. What stadium?
But in bad news, the Nines are gone.
Oh. All right.
The Nines are going to come back next year. They're gone. Operator.
Okay. Good on you. Thank you very much, Reedy.
Not the Nines.
Late mail there from Reedy. Footy and CCs, you just can't say no. Why don't the Tigers just let Ivan go and get Jarryd Hayne in as captain coach and put this whole thing to bed?
Mate, these are people's lives you're mucking around with.
No, you're right.
Don't be so flippant, mate.
If it was South Sydney, you wouldn't be carrying on like this. What about Seabold and the Broncos, mate?
Yeah.
Forget about it. It's not going to